We don't have to be here, you know. We can quite happily stay in Chernanog and leave tracking down Endor to you. But we're not so heartless as to leave you without any hope of beating him. Not so heartless. Hold on a minute, interrupted Larkin. One of you lot ever given a shit about any other species? You're only here because you want a piece of her. He jerked his head in my direction. You're the most fickle, untrustworthy, and soulless creatures out there. You mean more soulless than the necromancer whom we're all here for in the first place? Really? Don't speak to him like that. I'll speak to him and you and anyone else who comes along in any manner that I please. What use are the lot of you magic men providing anyway? Max pushed his chair back. Say that again. What use are the lot of you magic men? The Fae began. Blue light began to buzz and flicker around Max's bare skin. I will destroy you. Destroy me? I don't think you even know how to create the simplest tracking spell, let alone something that can harm me, he smirked. Well, do you? Is the Pope a freaking Catholic? Do bears shit in the woods? Larkin laid a calming hand on Max's arm. What? Max glanced down at his friend, who gave a pointed glance towards Staines. Realizing what he just said, Max at least had the grace to blush ever so slightly. Staines grimaced in disgust. The fairy speaks a modicum of sense. As far as the brethren are concerned, we're just helping out. He looked at both the mages. Let's face it. As a necromancer, Endor really falls under your sole jurisdiction. You should be counting your lucky stars that we're bothering to help out. A vision of Staines walking gingerly across a room with a book balanced on his head, while Max and Larkin were in the corner flower arranging, suddenly popped into my mind. I let out an undignified snort. Everyone turned and stared at me, so I pushed away the image and stared back, finally deciding it was time for me to enter the fray.